The fifth exercise is called Thank Your Mind. This is simply the process of thanking your mind for its thoughts. As soon as you recognize a thought, you just say to yourself, "Thank you, mind." Of course, you can say it out loud if you wish, but since you're talking with your mind, there's no real need to. Okay, it's time for you to practice this one. I'm going to stop talking for a few moments while you let yourself have thoughts and thank your mind for each one. Were you able to do that? Many people find this easier than the more intense and focused exercises like Thoughts on the Highway. This exercise is especially useful for what I call fishhook thoughts. Fishhook thoughts are thoughts that pop into your mind like those annoying advertisements on some websites. They won't go away until you click on them. Like a fat, juicy worm on a baited fishhook, they're just begging you to take them in and digest them. To obsess over them, worry about them, or fantasize about them. An example would be when you're sitting down to study, turn off your phone so you won't be disturbed, and then 20 minutes later the thought pops up, "Hey, I wonder what Kim's doing tonight. I'll just send a quick text and see what's up." Once you have that thought, it seems to demand that you turn on the phone and send that text. Instead, try thanking your mind and returning to the study. When I suggested that just now, did your mind say, "That won't work, that thought will just keep coming back"? Well, yes, it probably will. Anyone who's done some fishing knows you don't just give up and go home the first time a fish ignores your bait. So your mind will keep tempting you to pay attention to what it thinks is important. Just like Once Upon a Pancake. Or if you've done session one, where I asked you to not think about the obstacle, your mind is going to continue to present that thought to you. Each time that happens, if you gently thank your mind and return your attention to what you consider important, guess what? You get to swim away to wherever you want to go, rather than being stuck struggling on the end of a line with a hook in your mouth. That's the last diffusion exercise in this podcast. But there are other diffusion exercises in PDF files you can download from the Session 2 page on the Six Act Conversation site. Try those if you want more practice, or if you found some of these ones didn't suit you. Most people find some of the following benefits when they practice diffusion. Troubling or compelling thoughts become less troubling or compelling, or less believable, or less important. Difficult feelings seem to be easier to accept or seem to occur less often. Or sometimes they occur even more often, but seem less intense or have a weaker connection to the self. In situations where the person previously felt they had no alternatives for how they responded, they often experience a sense of choice or freedom and can actually take different actions. Hopefully, you've practiced these diffusion exercises as we've gone through the session. If you haven't, take a moment now to see what comes up, what thought or feeling, as soon as I suggest that you need to do these exercises. That may be the very thing you need to defuse from. But if you feel reluctant to even face that thought or feeling, and would rather continue struggling to avoid it or control it, then it could be time to look at willingness and acceptance. And that's what we'll do in Session 3 of Six Act Conversations.